5, page 5. Good morning.
早安.
Praise God.
赞美主.
It's a new day.
这是新的一天.
And we're ready to learn.
我们已经预备好要学习了吗?
Amen. Amen. Can I have a little bit more volume? Would be good.
希望那个声音要再大一点.
The anointing, of course, is volume. You know that.
你知道我们的声音会影响神的恩膏。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We said there were four keys to hearing God's voice.
我们昨天讲到有四把钥匙来倾听神的声音。
Let's say the first one together.
让我们一起来说第一把钥匙是
Stillness.
安静。
Vision.
意象。
Spontaneity.
即发性的思想。
Journaling.
然后记录。
All right, all together now.
那我们一起把四把钥匙讲完。
Stillness.
安静。
Vision.
意象。
Spontaneity.
即发性的意念。
Journaling. Turn to somebody who looks friendly and tell them those four keys.
请你转向一个和善的人, 把这四把钥匙解释给他听。
We're going to go back to right there.
Oh.
Yeah, one more page. That's it. All right. If you've got it, say, I've got it.
如果你得着了这四把钥匙, 请你说我得着了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
When someone asks you how to hear God's voice,
当有人问你怎么倾听神的声音的时候,
how about if you tell them this sentence?
那你可以这样告诉他,
hearing God's voice is as simple as
听神的声音非常简单,
quieting yourself down,
就是把你自己先安静下来,
fixing your eyes on Jesus,
把你的眼目聚焦在耶稣脸上,
tuning to spontaneity,
把你的灵调向那个自发性的这个意念
and writing
然后记录下来。
All right, we're going to do it again and you repeat it after us.
那我们要再讲一次, 现在再讲的时候, 我们讲一次, 就请你们跟我们讲一次。
Hearing God's voice is as simple as
听神的声音就是这么简单。
Quieting yourself down
安静自己。
Fixing your eyes on Jesus
把眼目放在耶稣的身上,
tuning to spontaneity,
把我的灵转向这个流,
and writing,
然后记录。
Can you say it together with us?
你可以重新一次把它讲完吗? Yes.
Good for you.
你们做得真的很棒。
Turn to somebody and tell that sentence to someone next to you.
再一次转向一个和善的人, 把你所讲的, 刚刚所讲的, 再讲一次。 Very good.
If you've got it, say, I've got it.
如果你得着了,你就说我得着了。
Praise God.
赞美主。
All right, just at the end of page 4, one or two final thoughts.
那么就在我们昨天讲到的第四页, 还有一两点我要再提醒大家。
We talked about submitting your journaling to three people over you.
我们昨天讲到要把你的这个属灵日记交给三个属灵辅导来看。
I have done that for 30 years.
我已经这样做了30年了。
And I still do that.
那我现在还是交给三个人看。
It's extremely helpful.
对我来说非常有帮助。
When I first, in my early years of journaling, I worked in a large church.
当我刚开始写属灵记录的时候呢, 我在一个大教会服事。
I was one of 13 pastors on staff.
在那个教会里有13个牧师, 我是其中的一个。
And the pastor who was directly over me was the person that God told me to submit my journaling to.
然后直接在我在上的那个负责的同工呢, 是神告诉我要把我的属灵日记给他看。
And it was interesting because that pastor stated that he couldn't journal and use vision like I did.
那呢，很奇妙的是说，在我之上的那个牧师呢，他没有办法看异象，也没有办法这个写这个属灵日记。
And when I asked God if that was a problem for me to submit my journaling to Him,
然后我就问神说，那像这样的一个在上的牧师，我可以把我的属灵日记交给他来看吗？
The Lord said it wasn't a problem because that man loved Him and could hear His voice in his heart.
那神就告诉我说，没有关系，你还是可以交给他，因为我知道这个人爱我，而且在他内心的深处，他可以听到我的声音。
So even though the person may not journal like you and I do, you still can submit your journaling to them.
所以也许在你选择你的属灵辅导的时候，在上的那一位，他可能不像你一样可以写属灵日记，或是看见异象跟你一样，但是你仍然可以把它交给他来看。
Over the years, the three people that I've submitted my journaling to have changed.
在过去这么多年来，我交这个属灵日记给他们看的那三个人，他们的生命都有很大的改变。
It's not the same three I initially began with, but I still have three.
那这三，现在我有的三个，并不是我一开始就选择的那三个，但是呢，我一直有这样的关系。
And right now with the internet, it's pretty easy to email your journaling out hundreds or even thousands of miles.
那现在呢，就算你选择的属灵辅导呢，跟你有千里之远，但是这个 internet 跟 email 都非常方便。
The best thing would be if you had a home group in your church that was going through this material.
最好的方法就是在各自的教会里面可以有一个小组就来用这一套的材料。
And you share your journaling with each other in the home group.
然后在你的小组里面呢，你可以彼此分享你们的属灵日记。
And you share your journaling with elders and deacons and pastors in your church.
那当然最好也把你的属灵日记可以跟教会的长职同工啦、区牧们啊来分享。
I do hope many, many, many of you begin home groups and teach this material.
我希望经过这个特会之后，在我们台湾的教会呢，都有很多的小组可以来用这个材料。
Another thing is when God begins to speak in your journal.
那另外一件事就是，当神透过你在记录属灵日记的时候，会对你说话。
Some of you might be tempted to say, "The Lord is saying," and then write what He says.
那有些人可能下笔的时候会这样写说：“主这样说。”
I'd like to suggest you take a step of faith and put it in the first person.
那我会建议你呢，在信心上再超越一步，就是把主这么说改成第一人称。
Where Jesus is speaking directly to you and saying, "My child, I love you."
就如同这个耶稣说：“孩子，我爱你。”
It's just simply a step of faith, is all it is.
就是很简单的在信心中跨越一步。
It is important to have three people.
那非常重要，你要有三个属灵辅导。
So even though the three people may not be perfect, it's better than walking alone.
那就算那三个人都不完美，也比你一个人独自在做属灵日记要好。
There's so few perfect people around.
在这世界上真的很少有完美的人。
And I'm already taken, so you'll have to go with imperfect.
那我已经拿了那我已经选了那些完美的人，所以你们只好呢选我剩下来的。
And even some people aren't sure I'm perfect.
那有的时候呢，我也怀疑我自己是不是完美。
I think the point is, there's no perfect people. We submit to imperfect people.
那我想跟大家讲的重点就是说，在这个世界上没有完美的人，所以当我们要这个选择属灵辅导的时候，你不要想去找个完美的人。
I know when my wife came to me and began to look to me for advice, I decided it was time to grow up and become mature.
你知道，当我的太太开始来把她的属灵日记给我看的时候，那时候就是我决定我更要成长，成为一个导师的时候。
So honoring a person like that often will pressure them to grow up in the Lord.
所以如果你选择她成为你的属灵辅导，事实上你就是在尊荣她，让她也有一个信心要成长。
Is the voice of God only for our spiritual lives, or does it work for all of life?
那既然要讲到听神的声音是只在我们属灵生活里面才发生，还是在我们生活的各个层面，我们都要倾听神的声音呢？
Answer?
大家的答案是什么？
All of life.
Yes.
There is no sacred secular split.
在我们的生活里面没有所谓的圣的或是世俗的之分。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
因为全地都是属于主的，所以神的荣耀丰满要充满在全地。
So you can take the voice of God out into the workplace.
所以你可以在你工作场所倾听神的声音。
The people who run the largest corporations make their final decision based on intuition.
那有世界上有很多最大的公司的老板，他们做最后的决定的时候，都是从他倾听他们内心深处的声音。
It's what their heart is speaking to them, not what their head is saying.
他们的决定是根基于他们心里怎么想，真正怎么想，而不是他们脑袋怎么分析。
And so you and I will succeed greatly if we learn to listen to our hearts.
所以呢，我们也在生命中可以成功，如果我们能够倾听自己心底的声音。
Albert Einstein was one of the greatest inventors of the last 100 years.
过去一百年当中，爱因斯坦是非常这个有名的。
He came up with a theory of relativity.
他呢就有了一个关于这个电的这个原理。
It transformed 500 years of scientific thinking.
他已经整个改变了他的过去的五百年的这个科学的想法。
How did he get that?
他怎么得到的呢？
Did he scratch his head really hard one day and say, "I'm going to think this through"?
如果他只是抓抓头皮说，哎呀，我要来分析思考，那就很难得到。
He didn't do that.
他不是这样得着的。
Here's how he said he received it.
那根据这个他所说的，他是怎么得到的呢？
He said, "I was laying on my back on a grassy slope."
他说呢，我就躺在我的床上。
Which of the four keys to hearing God's voice is that?
那我们再问一次，有哪四把钥匙是来倾听神的声音？安静。
Yes. All right, well, that was the key, particularly of stillness. He was stilling himself.
那很重要的一个就是安静自己，所以他躺在床上就是安静自己。
He said, "I was looking through half-closed eyes, wondering what it would be like to ride on a ray of sunlight."
那他就想呢，他就眼睛半睁半闭的，就想我要怎么写下这个关于电的这个原理。
That was the key of vision.
那个就是一个注视意象。
He said, "I went back to my office." He said, "Intuitively, the theory of relativity came to me."
然后呢，当他回到办公室的时候，他就那一个整个完整的原理就显出来了。
That was spontaneity.
那就是一个自发性的、及时的意念。
He said, "I went back to my office. I proved it with mathematical formulas."
然后呢，当他得到这个意象之后，他回到办公室，他就用这个数学的方法，就算出来这是正确的。
That was journaling.
那就是一个属灵日记。
He used the four keys to hearing God's voice to transform science.
他用了这个倾听神声音的四把钥匙，改变了这个科学。
Say, "I like that."
一起说，我真喜欢这样。
Say, "I could do that."
也说，我可以这样做到。
In the area God asked me to do it in.
在神托付我所去做的领域中，我也可以做到。
Because how many believe that God is asking every one of us to take His voice into an area of society?
所以呢，在我们当中有多少人认为神要我们在我们所活在的社区生活里面呢，要听到他的声音？
Amen.
Amen.
And if we do, He says, "I'll make you the head and not the tail."
如果我们这样做，神说他要使我们做首不做尾。
He says, "You'll be above and not beneath."
他说呢，他要让我们成为首位的。
And you'll lend and not borrow.
他要呢，使我们掌权。
And we do that because divine wisdom and creativity is flowing through us.
因为当我们倾听神的声音的时候，那个属天的智慧就会流到我们的生命中。
And it makes every one of us much better than we are in the natural.
那就这样子就会使我们比原来的自然我更好。
I have taken the voice of God into area after area of my life.
我呢就在我的生命的各个层面开始操练倾听神的声音。
I have built a university where you put the voice of God in the center of every single course.
那在我的这个大学里面呢，我教导的地方呢，就是在每一个地方都有一个倾听神声音的这样的课程。
And we have 5,000 students in 95 nations.
我们有5000个学生。How many nations?
95.
90, 从95个不同，也为95个国家。
I took the voice of God into healthcare.
我也在这个这个健康身体这个照顾上面也倾听神的声音。
When I turned 40, my health was not as good as when I was 20.
当我40岁的时候，当然我的健康状况就不像我20岁的时候那么好。
So I spent 2 years exploring health.
所以我花了2年的时间呢，来了解这个健康的事情。
And the Lord has shown me how to restore my health.
那神也在那两年的时间就让我知道要怎么来照顾我自己的身体。
I usually spend that year at least 1 year to master an area.
那我通常呢一个主题我会这个花一年的时间来专注在上面。
But when it came to health, I spent 2 years.
但是呢当讲到健康的这个事情的时候我要花我两年的时间。
And the last 2 years of my life, I've been working on finance and money.
那在过去的两年时间呢我是聚焦在这个金钱处理。
Because there's a promise in the Bible that was not true in my life.
因为在圣经上所给的应许在我的生命中好像没有实践出来。
The promise was this.
这个圣经的应许是这样的。
God says, I have given you the power to make wealth.
神说我要给你得获财的能力。
In order that I might confirm the covenant.
来表明我所跟你立的约。
So the proof that you and I are in a covenant with God is that we have the power to create wealth.
也就是说如果我们跟神有立约的话呢我们应该就有这个得获财的能力。
And as I looked across the church and the world, I realized that wasn't true very often.
但是当我在教会里头然后我看到这个社会的时候我觉得好像常常并不是这样。
And I don't mind spending a year or two of my life to make a verse true in my heart.
所以呢我希望要花一两年的时间呢要来了解财务方面的事情。
So I went into trading in the markets.
所以呢我就进入这个贸易这个市场。
And I took the voice of God into that field.
然后我就在那个这个事业上呢倾听神的声音。
Jesus talks about multiplying talents.
那耶稣也讲到呢我们要这个让我们的这个恩赐呢不断的这个增加。
I was seeking to multiply money through investing.
那我也透过投资希望不断的使我的财富可以增加。
I would take charts of different stocks and print them out.
我会呢，写了一个这个表格，好放在墙上，然后写下各样的数据。
And there'd be different indicators under those charts, which I would also print out.
然后我也印出来，在那个表格上面应该有的一些指标。
As I went to sleep at night, I'd lay those sheets of paper on my chest.
然后当我晚上睡觉的时候，我就把我印出来的这些表格就放在我的心上。
I lay my hand on those sheets of papers and I pray in tongues.
然后我按手在那些纸上面，然后我就用方言祷告。
I say, God, give me revelation knowledge.
我就说神啊，给我启示智慧的言语。
I would wake up in the morning with crumpled sheets of paper on the floor.
那我希望呢，明天早上起来的时候就看到那些纸上面都有解答。
But I would have ideas going through my mind of rules for entry and exits.Into the markets.
那我就呢希望透过这样倾听神的声音知道怎么进入市场知道怎么要这个在那里获利。
I would get my son to program those rules in as trading rules for the software to trade an account.
那我也训练我的儿子呢要运用那个软体呢来做这些销货的这些处理管理。
We would test them out historically, see if they worked.
那我们就这样来试验看看是不是可以行得通。
Then we would walk them forward and see if they worked.
那我们要看一看，透过这样倾听神的声音的方式，我们的生意是不是可以做成？
Have you heard the name C. Peter Wagner?
你有没有听过这个彼得·魏格纳？
Last week, 20 of us spent 2 days at his home.
那上个礼拜我们有20个人在他们家聚集。
He called together 20 people who wanted to trade and release wealth into the kingdom through trading.
那他就召聚这些人是希望在神国里面为神在这世上夺取财富的。
And we formed a group and we're going to meet again regularly.
那我们已经形成一个小组然后我们要固定的聚会。
C. Peter Wagner has the same passion that I have.
你看彼得·魏格纳跟我有一样的热情。
That we can become the head in trading.
那我们两个可以在这个贸易事业上成做首不做尾。
We can lead.
我们可以领导。
And we can transfer wealth into the kingdom of God out of the markets.
我们可以在职场里面把这个世界的财富转移到神国来使用。
So 20 of us committed together to work hard at making this happen.
所以我们有20个人是彼此就是委身要使这个梦想成真。
So that's the kind of thing that I'm doing with the voice of God.
所以呢你可以看到在我生活的各个层面我就是这样去倾听神的声音。
Whatever area of my life I'm stuck in, I spend a year or two of my life taking the voice of God to that area.
凡是在我生命中有一个部分是被卡住的，我就会花一年甚至两年的时间，就专心在那个区块来倾听神的声音。
And when I get a breakthrough, I write a book about it so others can follow my steps.
那当我有突破的时候呢，我就会写一本书，把我的突破的经验写出来，让别人可以从我的这个见证里面得到帮助。
How many want to learn how to release wealth out of the markets? How many want to learn how to release wealth out of the markets?
那有多少人也是希望在这个职场里面要得到财富的？
Amen.
Amen.
That's my first altar call.
这是我的第一个这个祭坛的呼召。
Abraham was a mighty man of faith.
那亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
God said to me, Mark, I want you to become like Abraham.
那神就对我说 ，Mark， 我希望你像亚伯拉罕一样。
I said, I want to be a mighty man of faith.
我说我希望成为一个大有信心的人。
And he said, What else was Abraham?
你说那神就说那亚伯拉罕呢
？I said, I don't know. What else was Abraham?
我说我不知道亚伯拉罕怎么样。
He said, Abraham was a very wealthy businessman.
神就对我说亚伯拉罕是一个非常有钱的生意人。
He said, Abraham was a multi-millionaire.
他说呢亚伯拉罕呢是一个跨国的这个有钱的千万富翁。
I said, Yes, Lord, I want to be like Abraham.
我就跟神说是的主啊我也要像亚伯拉罕一样。
How many want to be like Abraham?
有多少人想像亚伯拉罕一样
？Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How many know that is possible if we press in?
有多少人相信这是可能的？如果我们持续聚焦在一个事上来倾听神的声音。
And the role of a teacher is to lay out a track that you can walk on, so you can press in more quickly.
那已经有这么多前辈在我们之前有这些见证，所以我们可以踏着他的脚中往前行。
So everything I've learned, we've tracked out in books I've written.
所以呢，所有我所经历的呢，我都写在我的书上，让大家可以看。
Now, if we would just get them all translated in Chinese.
那现在需要的就是要有人帮我把所有这些书翻成中文。
There are a number of free books on our website in Chinese.
那在我们的这个网站上呢，是有一些免费的中文书籍的。
Let's go to page 5.
那我们现在看到第五页。
Page 5 is a theological understanding of what we're talking about these days.
那在第五页讲到的就是我们讲这一次的这个特会里面的这个神学基础。
It says there's two different ways we could live our lives.
那他讲到说在我们这个生活里面呢有两种不同的方式。
We could live our lives in our minds.
我们可以靠着我们的意念来生活。
Or we could live our lives out of our hearts.
我们也可以靠着倾听我们心里深处的声音来生活。
Before I could define heart as flow, I was required to live out of my mind.
在我都还不知道心里面的声音就是像一个激发性的意念自发的流的时候呢，我只能靠我的意念来生活。
Now that I know that I can tune to flowing thoughts, flowing pictures, and flowing emotions, I can live in my heart.
那既然现在我倾听神的声音，我已经知道我可以看到意象，我可以做异梦的时候，我就知道我可以调整我的灵向这个流来生活。
This discovery allowed me to move from rational Christianity to a heart, spirit, Christian experience.
这就是呢，转换我们成为一个从一个理性主义的基督徒到一个能够依靠圣灵的基督徒生活。
Let's move to page 6.
那我们翻到第六页。
There are two different worldviews.
有两个不同的世界观。
One worldview is in the box on the left.
其中的一个世界观就是在我们左边的这个方格里。
And the worldview is that we live inside of a box.
这个世界观就是我们的生活就这样活在这个四方形的盒子里一样。
It's a space-time energy mass box.
这是一个时间空间的这个一个三度空一个。三度空间里面
and we have 5 senses that touch the quote real world.
我们有五官来接触到这个世界。
They are touch, taste, sight, hearing, and smell.
就是触觉、味觉、视觉、听觉、嗅觉。
And the belief is that we cannot leave this box and enter the spirit world.
那这个世界观的理论就是我们没有办法离开这个物质的世界，进入到属灵世界。
I grew up in a church that held this worldview.
那我成长的那个教会呢，就是有这一个世界观的。
They said there's no dreams and visions today.
他们告诉我说，在现在的时代已经没有异象跟异梦了。
And God no longer speaks.
然后神也不再说话了。
And there's no gifts of the Holy Spirit.
也没有圣灵的恩赐。
I have broken out of that box and I've moved to the diagram on the right.
那我呢就脱离了过去方格里面的这个世界观，移到了现在在讲义上右边的这个世界观。
I believe I do have five other senses.
我相信我是有五官。
But I also believe I have five inner senses. Senses of my heart.
但是我相信在我内心深处也同样的有内在的五官。
I have eyes that can see vision.
我有眼睛可以看到意象。
And I have ears that can hear the spoken word of God.
那我也有耳可以听到神说的话。
We're going to focus for the next couple of days on those two senses.
那接下来的几天我们就要专注在这个眼睛可以看到的意象跟耳朵可以听到神的声音这两个官能上。
There's at least three more senses that could be studied sometime.
那还有另外三个这个觉呢，就是可以以后再有时间的时候再来研讨。
An inner mind where you ponder.
就是呢，在你的内在意志里面呢，内在意念里面，你在那边思想的。
An inner will where we purpose and make decisions.
你的内在意志，你在那里做决定的。
The Bible says Paul purposed in his spirit to go to Jerusalem.
圣经上就说，就已经有一个意念放在他的心中，就是定义要去耶路撒冷。
On the level of his spirit, he made a decision.
那因为这灵里的感动，他就做了决定。
That would be called a conviction.
这是就讲到就是一个转化。
And then I have emotions in my spirit.
那在我的内在里面也有情绪。
Love, joy, and peace are fruits of the Holy Spirit.
爱跟平安喜乐就是圣灵结的果子。
And those are flowing through my spirit.
那一些就透过我的灵来这个展现出来。
I didn't used to know that I had a mind, will, and emotion in my spirit.
我过去不知道在我灵里也有这个情绪。
I believe that they were only soulish.
我认为情绪是属于这个魂里的。
I have changed my mind because I looked up every verse in the Bible on heart and spirit.
那当我这个研读了圣经里面所有关于心跟灵的这个事的时候，我就改变了我的观念。
And if you look them up, you'll probably change your mind also.
如果你跟我一样也这个钻研这些经文的话，你可能也会改变你的看法。
So God was asking me to come to a heart-spirit Christian experience.
所以神呢就呼召我要成为一个用心灵来跟他交通的一个基督徒。
On the bottom of the sheet, he said, Mark, I'd like you to move from rational Christianity to spiritual Christianity.
所以神就告诉我 ,Mark, 我希望你从一个理性主义的基督徒转向一个是能够在灵里跟我交通的基督徒。
And those are a list of focuses for both rational and spiritual Christianity.
那在这个讲义下面的就是分类，什么是理性的基督徒，什么是灵里。灵性的基督徒。
Let's move on to page 7.
那我们翻到第七页。
A scientific backdrop for experiencing spiritual intimacy.
就是经历属灵亲密关系的科学基础。
Here's what science has to say about hearing the voice of God.
那科学家会这样子来解释，请听神的声音。
They've discovered we have two major hemispheres in our brain.
他们就说我们脑袋里面有脑是分左右两块。
In the left side on the bottom, you'll see things like reasoning and reading.
那我们看到左下角的这个方格里面就有阅读啊，理性思考。
Also written language, number skills, spoken language, and the right side of the body is controlled by the left side of the brain.
还有这个书写语言、算术能力、说出来的言语啊，右半身的控制，这是从我们左脑来控制的。
On the right side of our brain, at the bottom, we have things like imagination, which would also include dream and vision.
那在右下角，我们看到右脑影响的就是我们的想象力，包括我们的意象以及我们的意梦。
And it would an intuition, which would include the voice of God.
那这个直觉呢，就包括也包括倾听神的声音。
Art awareness, which is the ability to appreciate beauty.
那了解艺术就是说，我们用右脑呢，能够来这个欣赏这个画。
Three-dimensional forms, which is the ability to see the whole picture.
那三度空间构思就是说我们有这个能力能够了解整个的这个组织架构。
Music and the left side of the body is controlled by the right side of the brain.
啊，另外就是我们可以欣赏音乐，还有就是我们的右脑控制我们左半身。
Some people in this room are more left brain, some are more right brain.
那在我们当中有些人可能更多是用右脑这个生活的，另外一些人可能是比较多用左脑生活的。
I'd like you to ask you a question based on a show of hands.
我要这个问你一个很简短的问题。
when pushed into a corner, how many of you prefer reason and logic to get yourself out?
那当你呢的环境进入到一个困境的时候，有多少人你是希望要透过坐下来好好的分析研究再出来？
Can I see your hands?
那你是这样的人，请你举手。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你们。
All right, when pushed into a corner, how many of you go with intuition and gut feeling?
那有多少人在困境里面的时候，你是靠你的直觉知道要怎么样出来的？
You see your hands?
那请举手，这样的人。
All right. It was about 50-50 split.
那在我们当中好像是50-50的比例哦。
Which of course is interesting. That means we don't all respond to life the same way.
那这个非常有趣，就是刚刚的调查就显示出来，我们对生活的态度是不一样的。
Opposites attract, so you're probably married to someone who's the opposite of you.
通常呢，那个配偶呢，当中两个人可能刚好选择是相反。
I'm a left-brainer. I like reason, logic, charts, and graphs.
因为我是用左脑这个生活人，所以我喜欢用分析，用很多的这个图表哦来得到答案。
And my wife is a right-brainer. She loves intuition and music.
那我的太太是右脑的人，所以用右脑的人，所以她喜欢音乐，喜欢直觉。
So it makes for an interesting tension in our marriage.
所以当然，这个在我们生活中就造成一些张力。
Especially before I understood some of these principles.
尤其在我还不了解这些原则之前。
I would say, Patty, what do you think we should do in this situation?
我常常在碰到一些事情的时候，就会问我太太说 ，Patty， 你觉得我们现在应该怎么办呢
？Is that a left or a right brain question?
然后呢，他就会说，哎，你要我回答左脑的问题还是右脑的问题
？It's a left brain question.
然后呢，那我就会告诉他，这是一个左脑的问题。
Patty would answer with a right brain answer.
然后呢，我用我的左脑。发出来的这个问题给他，他会用他的右脑来回答我。
She said, "I don't have any thoughts, but I kind of feel we should do this."
他会说，哎呀，我都不知道该怎么办，但是我有个直觉，一个感觉，哈，我们应该怎么样怎么样。
I said, "I didn't ask you what you felt. I asked you what you thought."
我就跟他说，哎，我可没有问你你感觉什么，我问的是你觉得应该怎么做。
She would say, "I don't have any reasons, but I kind of feel we should do this."
他说呢，我没有想到有什么理由，但是我就是。觉得应该是这样啊。
I said, if you can't give me some reasons as to why you feel this way, skip it.
我就跟他说，如果你不能把你的这个感觉给我那个理由的话，那就请你不要讲了。
That's called crushing your wife's spirit and promoting a divorce.
这个叫做压垮你太太的灵，然后你再寻求离婚。
So when I realized what I had done, guess what I had to do?
那当我真的知道了我实际上是在做什么的时候，你知道我怎么改变？
I had to repent and ask her to forgive me.
我要悔改并且请求太太的原谅。
And she thought about it for a couple of days and then forgave me.
那她要思考几天要不要原谅我，之后终于决定要原谅我。
So thank God I'm still happily married, all right?
那感谢主，我现在还是活在婚姻里面。
And the nice thing is, my wife has a happier marriage too.
那我呢也觉得，当我改变了以后，我的太太也比较有一个更快乐的婚姻生活。
Here is a very challenging question.
这里有一个非常挑战的问题。
Do not answer it quickly.
不要太快回答。
Is there any chance my wife's intuition is more brilliant than my reason?
有没有可能我太太的直觉比我的理性更聪明？
I said, do not answer it quickly.
我说叫你们不要那么快回答。
You are not listening.
你们都没有听我的话。
Let me rephrase the question.
那我再讲一次我的问题。
Is there any chance that my intuition is more brilliant than my reason?
有没有任何这个可能我的直觉比我的头脑想出来的更聪明？ Yes.
Have you ever said, what's that person's name? What's his name? And you couldn't think it up?
有没有有的时候你碰到一个人，然后你就要想说他到底叫什么名字，姓什么，然后你怎么想都想不出来。
And you drive down the road all relaxed, and the name pops up and just comes to you.
然后当你开车继续走不管的，然后很悠闲的在开车的时候，突然之间那个人的名字就出现了。
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Intuition gave you what reason couldn't.
直觉会给你理性不能给你的。
Because intuition can withdraw 100% of what I know, plus everything God knows.
因为呢，直觉是可以从你所有知道的里面收取你百分之百的资料，再加上那些神的资料。
And reason can only withdraw 10% of what I know.
但是理性呢，只能从你所有知道的资讯里面抽出10%。
Which means I can be 10 times more brilliant if I relax and go with the flow.
所以呢，就是说，如果我可以放松自己，然后倾听心里的声音的话，我做出来的决定会比我用理性思考要聪明10倍。
Say this after me.
跟我一起这样说。
I choose to be 10 times more brilliant.
我要选择比现在聪明10倍。
I'm going to relax and go with the flow.
我要放松并且跟随流。
Amen.
Amen.
Here's what the Lord told me in my journaling.
在我写属灵日记的时候，神这样跟我说。
He said, Mark, reasons is your strength because you're a left-brainer.
那神就说 ，Mark， 你那个用左脑的哈，那是你在用自己的力量，因为你就是一个用左脑的人。
Intuition is your wife's strength because she's a right-brainer.
那这个直觉呢，是你太太的力量，因为她是一个用右脑思考的人。
He said, "Don't force your strength onto your wife."
不要把你自己的力量加在强迫你太太的身上。
Don't demand that she be strong in the area that you're strong.
不要要求你太太的强处是跟你的强处一样强。
You yield your strength to her and let her yield her strength back to you.
你应该把你的这个强处呢，就是呢交给你太太，然后让你太太的强处也能够成为你的长处。
He said, if you want reasons as to why your wife's intuition is right, ask me.
如果你想要知道为什么你太太的直觉是对的话，你应该来问我。
He said, I'll give you reasons why she's right.
我会给你理由为什么她的答案是对的。
Amen.
Amen.
That helped my marriage a lot.
这实在帮助了我的婚姻生活。
And I've learned don't project my gift onto other people, but give my gift as a gift to other people.
那我就学会呢，不要呢用我的这个长处跟这个恩赐呢强求别人跟我一样，但是我却是把我的恩赐成为一个礼物，可以送给别人，祝福别人。
So I accept Patty's strength and intuition and my strength and reasoning.
所以我就同时接受我的太太的右脑的直觉，我也接受我自己左脑的理性分析。
In the educational system, what are the three R's?
那在教育系统里面有三个 R.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
就是这个阅读、记忆，然后再把它写下来。
Is that true in your culture?
在我们的这个教育系统里面，是不是也是这样呢？
Are those the three required courses?
是不是也是三个必修的课程？
Yes or no?
是不是要阅读要写然后要把它记下来背下来
In our school system, the elective, now the reading, writing, arithmetic are all left brain functions.
那你知道吗阅读要默想要默写然后要把它写下来这都是左脑的工作
In the American schooling system, we made right brain functions electives.
那在美国的教育系统里面我们其实就是非常用左脑
Art, music, and drama are all right brain, and they're all electives.
那右脑呢？那音乐、艺术啦，这些都是属于这一块的。
What gives us the right to make one hemisphere required and the other hemisphere an elective?
那什么让我们决定说一个部分比较重要，另外一个部分不是那么重要呢？
Did God give us two hemispheres so one could be required and the other could be an elective?
神是不是给我们两个脑，所以让我们可以用其中的一个，另外一个可以不要去用
？No.
No.
Why do we have two hemispheres?
为什么我们需要有同时有这两块呢
？Give me a guess.
要不要猜猜看？为什么我们同时需要有左脑的功能，也要有右脑的功能 ？Balance.
Balance. Any other reasons?
还有没有其他的理由？
I used to think so that I could use both hemispheres.
我以前就认为说我可以两方面都用。
I changed my mind because God said, Mark, It's so that you can present both hemispheres to me so I can use both hemispheres.
那后来呢神就跟我说 Mark 你要把这两块都交给我让我来掌管。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to come back in a few minutes and explain to you how I let God use both hemispheres.
那我要来告诉大家我怎么让神来同时使用我这两块。
Let's go on to page 8.
让我们翻到第八页。
Page 8 is God's passion to talk to you.
这个主题讲到神心中的渴望就是要跟我们说话。
How many know in the Garden of Eden God spoke to Adam and Eve every day?
有多少人知道在这个伊甸园里面神是天天跟亚当还有夏娃说话的。
Amen?
Amen.
In the cool of the day, morning and evening, he's talking to them.
在这个清晨还有有凉风的傍晚他都会出来跟他们说话。
How many believe that is the perfect pattern for how we're supposed to be living our lives?
有多少人认为这应该是一个我们应当活出来的模式?
Yes?
Amen.
Amen. And sin broke that pattern, and so they lost their daily fellowship with God.
但是因为罪，所以亚当跟夏娃就失去了跟神的每一天的交通。
And so point number two is God seeking to restore that fellowship.
所以呢，第二点就是神呢就希望恢复跟人这样的一个关系。
He says, "I'm going to enter into a covenant with you. I'm going to be your God. You'll be my people."
神就说了我要跟你立一个约你要成为我的子民我要成为你们的上帝
And I'm going to speak to you from a mountain of fire.
那我要从那个有火焰的山上对你说话
And they were afraid of this God who spoke.
但是他们就非常害怕那个从火焰的山上跟他们说话的神
Because they said if we draw near we're going to die.
因为他们说如果我们靠近神的话我们就会死
And that's true. You die to the flesh as the voice of God comes alive and tells you how to change.
那的确是这样的当神的话进到你的生命中的时候你的肉体可能会因为这个火焰而死
Of course, after you die to the flesh, you come alive in the spirit.
但是当你的血气死的时候却是你灵里面的生命可以重生的时候
Which means you're 10 times further ahead than if you were alive in the flesh.
也就是说你会十倍的更聪明比以前更棒
Well, they did not want to die.
那当然那时候那些人并不想死
So they had a suggestion.
所以他们有个建议
They said, Moses,How about if you go near and you hear the voice of God and you die and then you can tell us about it?
所以呢他们就跟摩西说摩西啊那你去跟上帝讲话好了那让你死好了你再回来告诉我们上帝说了些什么。
Now with friends like that, you do not need enemies.
如果是这样的人他们是你的仇敌不是你的朋友。
They're saying, we don't want the heat of being close to God, but we pay our pastor. He can go get burned alive.
就是呢这些弟兄姐妹就说我们自己不想被神的火焰烧死所以我们派我们的牧师去被烧死吧。
And Moses said, it's not right for you to ask me to quit talking.
那摩西就说了这不对的你们不能派我做代表。
He said, if you don't want to hear my voice, you go back to your tents.
那就说如果你不想听到神的声音的话你就回到你的帐篷里。
And so,What Moses got was a living, dynamic relationship with God.
所以摩西就跟神有一个非常活泼的这个有信心的生命。
And what the Israelites got were a bunch of laws and rules.
但是那一些留在帐篷里的以色列人得到的却是律法。
And every morning when you and I get up, we choose one of those two paths.
每一天早上起来的时候，其实我们都要面对这两个选择。
I say, here's 10 things I need to do to be a good Christian today.
那我就先会想说今天早上起来有10件事情我必须要做让我成为一个好基督徒
and I put myself under law and try hard to do all 10 things
那我其实就是活在律法之下我要试着想要完成那十件事
or I get up and say good morning Jesus what do you want to say to me
或者我是可以起来跟耶稣说早安耶稣今天你要我做什么呢
and as he told me things to do I objected and said yeah but shouldn't I do this and this and this too
那常常当我跟耶稣说早安说今天你要我做什么时候耶稣就告诉我一件事然后我就告诉耶稣说那另外的10件事情都要做的怎么办呢
He said we don't have to do those things today
那耶稣就会说你今天不需要做那十件事
I said are you sure
我就说你确定吗
He said I'm sure
他说我确定啊
He allowed me to drop a lot of religious activity
耶稣让我放掉很多宗教的活动
And simply live out of his voice
就单单的请听他的声音来过生活
Jesus did nothing on his own initiative only what he heard the Father speaking
耶稣从来不靠自己来做什么事情而是要看到天父做的他才做
I'm saying to you that every one of you can get up in the morning and say, Good morning, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
我说的是说，在座的各位，每一天早上你起来的时候，都可以跟耶稣说，耶稣早安，今天你要我做什么？
And you can get a paragraph and you can live out of his voice for the day.
你可以记录下来他说的那段话，然后这就是你这一天的灵粮。
And you can stay tuned to spontaneity and vision all day long and you can abide in Christ.
那你可以整天呢就把你的灵调向这个你的里面腹中的江河这个流然后你用你的眼睛看异象所以你就整天就活在圣灵里面
And so in my life rather than abiding in rules and laws I abide in a relationship with a person I live tuned to flow
所以我已经悔改了我过去是跟这个律法捆绑在一起但是现在我是让我自己每一天倾听神的声音而生活
Number three David he was a man after God's own heart
那第三个人物大卫呢他就是合神心意的人
He lived out of the voice of God
他也是倾听神的声音的人
Jesus did that
耶稣这样做
John 17:3 he said I pray that they might know thee
那约翰福音十七章三节耶稣就说我祷告他们能够认识你
That word know is the word ginosko in the Greek
那个 know 呢就在这个希腊文里面
It's a word for a husband knowing his wife and bearing a child.
是指的丈夫跟知道妻子，以至于他们联合在一起就生一个孩子。
So it's a word for intimate knowing.
所以那是一个非常亲密的认识的字。
And Jesus is praying, I want my church to be intimate with me.
所以耶稣祷告是说，我希望我的教会愿意那样子跟我亲密的认识我。
Not simply follow laws, but hear my voice on a daily basis.
不是在每一天生活里面，只是去完成那些律法的要求，而是跟我有一个活泼的关系。
Mary and Martha showed their love for Jesus in two different ways.
那个玛利亚跟马大就是爱主呢，有两种不同的方式。
Can you imagine opening the door and finding Jesus standing there unexpectedly?
你会不会想有一天呢，你打开门，突然发现耶稣站在你家门外？
I'm sure what Martha did was slam the door and go pick up the house and clean things up.
我相信马大一开门看到耶稣站的时候，他一定是立刻把门关起来，然后收拾所有房间里面的不那些零零碎碎不整齐的东西。
And then she opened the door and invited him in.
然后他才把门再打开，邀请耶稣进来。
Now Mary's different. She's just sitting there at his feet, just enjoying fellowship with him.
但是玛利亚不一样，她只是坐在耶稣的脚前，享受跟耶稣的沟通。
And Martha's really upset about that.
那个马大就非常生气。
She said, Lord, would you tell Mary that we've got things to do down here?
然后他就跟耶稣说，耶稣啊，请你告诉我的妹妹玛利亚，我们有很多事要做。哎
，We're not in heaven yet. We got work to do.
我们现在还没有在天堂哦，我们现在还在地上要做很多事情的。
I got people to save and books to write and meals to cook.
哦，我还要煮饭啊，很多人要听我讲道啊，我还要写很多的东西。哎。
And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you get worried and troubled about so many things.
然后耶稣就说，马大，马大，你为许多的事烦忧。
But you're missing the one thing that's most important.
但是你却失去了那个最重要的一件事。
Which is fellowship with me.
就是跟我中间的亲密关系。
And you know, getting people saved and writing books and cooking meals is important.
你要知道，要使人得救，跟人传福音，写书啦，还要讲道啦，这些都非常重要。
But he wants you and I doing those things because he told us to, not just because of a law or guilt or obligation.
但是他希望我们这样做是出于他对我们的爱，并且他告诉我们怎么做，而不是出于一个律法的要求或是我们的责任。
At one point in my life, I did almost everything out of guilt and obligation.
在我生命中的一个点，我曾经做所有的这些事情是出于罪疚感，还有这些的律法。
At this point in my life, I do nothing out of guilt and obligation.
我现在所做的每件事都不是出于律法或是罪疚感。
If Jesus tells me to do it, I do it.
如果耶稣叫我去做，我就去做。
And if he doesn't, then I don't have to.
如果他没有说，我就不做。
And to make sure I don't get deceived, I submit my journaling to three people to make sure I'm on track.
然后请不要忘记，我这样子的时候，我是把我的属灵日记交给三个属灵辅导去看去查验的
Paul's passion was oh that I might know him
那这个保罗也是有这样的热情
That word know is the same word it's ginosko
那那一个知道呢也是同样的这个在腓立比书三章十节里面的知道也是同样我们刚才所说的那个知道
And because he was passionate for intimacy the Holy Spirit could lead him on his missionary trips
因为保罗是这样的渴望跟神有亲密的关系，所以圣灵才可以在他的心中工作，带领他在宣教的路程上。
The Spirit forbid him to go to Bithynia.
那圣灵就禁止他往这个亚洲去。
A dream at night was a Macedonian man motioning saying, come over here.
在梦中是一个马其顿人到他的床前。
And there was prophets who sent him out with laying on of hands.
然后呢，这个在教会里面祷告，先知就为他们按手祷告，送他出去。
So he wasn't a missionary because there was a law saying he had to. He did it out of the voice of God.
所以他成为一个宣教士，并不是出于一个律法的要求，说你必须这样，而是因为神的声音在他里面对他说话。
I have tried missionary work both ways, out of law and out of the voice of God.
我也试过在宣教工作里面，按照律法或者是倾听神的声音。
I was doing door-to-door witnessing in a trailer court next to our house.
我就是在这个参加一个在邻舍当中敲门去传福音的一个这个活动。
And this really gruff, mean man opened the door and said, "What do you want?"
那其实我也蛮惊吓的，人打开门就说你要什么啊
？He scared me about half to death. I said, "Not much, really."
然后呢，我只好回答说，不太多，我要的不太多。
And I thought, God, I almost died there. I think I'll quit doing this.
然后呢，我就跟主说，主啊，我几乎快死了，我都不能讲什么。
A number of months later, I was journaling, and God said, "Go back to that man's house, and share Christ with him."
然后呢，过了一个月之后，我又在记我的属灵笔记的时候，神就对我说，我现在要你再回去那一个邻居那里敲他的门，对他传福音。
I said, "God, did you forget he almost killed me last time I went to his house?"
我就跟神说，神啊，你忘了吗？上次他差点杀了我哎。
He said, "Yeah, but he's ready to hear today."
那但是呢，神就说，对啊，但是今天他会听你讲。
So I figured, well, you can only die once, so I decided to go back.
那我就想着，既然反正已经死过一次了，我就再去一次吧。
And the man opened the door, and he had a very worried look on his face.
然后这一次我敲门的时候，这个人呢打开门，他呢脸上看起来也非常忧愁。
He said, "You don't by any chance know where my family is, do you?"
他就对我说，你大概应该不太认识我的家人吧。
And I said, "No."
我说我不认识。
He said he came home from work, the closets were cleaned out, his wife and children were gone.
他说呢，当他下工回家之后呢，打开门发现房间非常干净，他的孩子跟他的这个太太都不见了。
How many know he's now ready to hear about Jesus Christ?
有多少人相信他现在愿意接受福音了？
Amen.
Amen.
And I helped him find his family.
那我就帮助他找到他的家人。
And we reunited his family.
我们使他的家人重新和睦。
And they all began to come to church.
他们都一起来教会。
And they all were saved.
他们都得救了。
Amen.
Amen.
The voice of God can lead us in all things. Amen.
神的声音可以带领我们在生活各个层面达成我们的目标。Amen.
And now, if we go to number 7, we go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
那我们现在要到第七点，我们看。希伯来书十二章
God recounts the story of the Israelites in Mount Sinai.
神就重新说了以色列人在西乃山的故事。
And he says, I have brought you to Mount Zion.
那神就说呢，我现在带你们是到锡安山。
It's the city of the living God.
是那个永生神住的地方。
It's heavenly Jerusalem.
是天上的耶路撒冷。
He said, "Please do not refuse him who is speaking."
那就说，请你不要弃绝向你讲话的。
The last time he took his children to a mountain, they turned him down and said, "We don't want to hear your voice."
上一次神带以色列人到这个西乃山的时候，以色列人拒绝他说，他们不要听神的声音。
I think it broke his heart.
我想那时候神的心碎了。
If my children came to me and said, "Dad, I don't want to hear your voice. Too much pressure," it would break my heart.
如果我的孩子对我说，爸爸，我不想听你讲话，因为对我的压力好大，我一定会心碎。
So he's begging us, "Please come and live out of my voice."
所以这里呢，他是说，请你们来听我的声音，不要拒绝我。
And it's amazing how many people don't believe God wants to talk to us.
但是呢，非常让我惊讶的是，其实有很多人都不相信说神想要对我们说话。
I grew up in a church that said when God finished writing the Bible, he quit talking to us.
在我成长的教会呢，我得到的教导就是说，神呢透过人写完圣经之后，神就不再讲话了。
And I don't believe that's true.
但是我不相信这是真的。
Then I hear people teaching about the dark night of the soul.
然后呢，我也听到人教导关于这个黑暗。
And the definition I've heard for the dark night of the soul is this.
而我听到的定义是这样。
The dark night of the soul is God withdrawing his presence from you for a while so that you can grow up mature.
就是呢，当你的生命中有一段时间觉得很黑暗的时候，那是神把他的同在抽走，好叫你可以更快的成长。
So how about if I said to my wife, Patty, I'm just going to withdraw my voice for the next 6 months.
那你想想看，如果我跟我的太太说 ,Patty, 接下来六个月你都不会听到我的声音。
And it's going to help you grow up and mature in several ways.
那我这是为了要让你呢可以成长得更好。
Does that strike you as any form of love?
这让你会不会觉得这样的爱好可怕？
It doesn't me. For me, I do not feel that's any form of love.
对我来说那都不叫做爱。
So, I don't believe that God withdraws his voice.
所以我不相信神会收回他的声音。
I had 11 years when I couldn't hear his voice.
我有非常痛苦的11年听不到神的声音。
It's not because God was withdrawing it, I just didn't know how to hear it.
那并不是因为神不对我说话，而是因为我找不到途径来听神的声音。
Now that I've learned to hear it, I've been able to hear his voice every day for 30 years.
那自从呢，我有一个突破，可以听到神的声音开始呢，延续30年到现在，我每天都听神的声音。
And you can do that too.
你也可以这样做。
Amen. Amen.One of the biggest blocks that could hinder us is this.
对我们来说最大的阻拦是这个。
If we go after predictive guidance and try to have God tell us the future,
如果呢我们已经预测知道了我们要的答案，然后去神那边，就是求神要来再告诉我们我们要的那个答案。
And our journaling does not come to pass the way we felt it should.
那我们所写下的这个属灵日记就不会是我们预期的那样。
It is easy to suffer shipwreck of your faith.
那可能会影响到我们的信心。
And you withdraw and say, I don't think I can trust my journal.
那你可能就会说，我可能不太能够再继续相信我写的属灵日记。
I think many people, maybe most people, experience that at some time.
我想在我们当中可能很多人都有这样的经历。
So, if that happens, you need to...Reestablish your faith.
所以如果那样的话，你需要重新建立你的信心。
Admit the fact you've made a mistake.
你要承认可能你犯了一个错误。
It's okay to make mistakes.
但是犯错是可以被允许的。
That's why the Bible says test all things carefully, hold fast to what's good.
那就是在圣经里面所讲的是可以被允许的。
So I believe we'll make mistakes in our journaling, and that's okay.
所以我相信在我们记录属灵日记的时候，有可能我们就会写错了，那但是犯错，但是这是 OK 的。
But we do have a safety net of three people who are spiritual advisors, and that keeps us safe.
但是不要忘记，我们有三个属灵辅导，所以他们能够帮助我们，保护我们。
I was in Indonesia a number of years ago, and a pastor's wife told me this story.
我几年前在印尼的时候，有一个牧师的太太告诉我一件事。
There was a baby in their church who was a newborn who was in the hospital very sick.
在他们教会有一个刚出生的婴孩在医院里面就快要奄奄一息了。
The church was praying and fasting for the baby's recovery.
那教整个教会就禁食祷告为这个婴孩的这个生命来祷告。
As they fasted on Sunday evening, the Lord spoke to the pastor's wife and said, "Tell them this baby is healed. They can quit fasting."
那就在礼拜天的晚上他们一起祷告的时候神就对这个师母说叫他们不用再禁食祷告了因为这个孩子已经得医治了
And so she told them everyone celebrated they went home and the baby died that night
所以呢他们大家就非常的高兴然后就不禁食了然后欢喜快乐的就回家了
And she,
可是那一个晚上那个孩子就死了
And she suffered shipwreck of her faith
那他就遭到严重的这个信心的打击
She told me that she had not prophesied for the last year and a half.
她就说呢，她就在那次以后，她就没有再做任何先知性的预言。
So I will let you know that things like that do happen from time to time.
那我要告诉你，就是说这样的事是有时是会发生的。
And all I know is that I need to ask God to reestablish my faith so I can go on.
那我呢，在这种状况的话，我就会重新求神。建立我的信心的基础，再继续来做属灵日记。
I am going to give you an additional suggestion at the end of our seminar guide in a day or so.
那我在这个特会结束的时候，我会给你们一个建议。
As to how you can avoid those kinds of things happening.
就是如何避免像那样子的事情发生。
So the final point on this page is that we're engaged to be married to Jesus.
所以第八点就是我们早就注定好是要跟耶稣结婚的。
During, and we're in that engagement period right now.
我们现在是已经跟耶稣订婚了。
And I know when I was engaged to Patty, I wanted to talk to her every single day.
我想到我跟我太太刚订婚的时候，我每一天都想跟她说话。
So I believe with all my heart, every single one of us in this room can hear God's voice every single day for the rest of our lives.
所以我相信我们在座的每一位应该也是一样，每一天都会想要听到神的声音，并且持续的下去。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, how are we doing?
我们大家觉得怎么样啊？
Do you need a break?
大家需要一个这个休息吗？
Yes.
Yes.
Let's take a 10 or 15 minute break.
让我们就休息十分十五分。